What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect, and it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are yet again. Another man pushed beyond his limit, and his only outlet, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and take matters into my own hands and put on the mask. Now, this article was sent to me by Jay White, and it was published on the 26th of June. Man accused of offlining his wife and mother-in-law at an apartment in Sun City. Wow, he got the 2-for-1 special. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A man is in custody for termination after allegedly offlining his wife and mother-in-law earlier this week at an apartment complex in Sun City. Robert McGrath, 60, is accused of offlining 53-year-old Marcia McGrath and 77-year-old Thea Merlino. Just after 3 a.m. on Tuesday, Maricopa County Sheriff's deputies were called to reports of a man with a gun in the area of 111th Avenue and Newcastle Drive, just north of Grand Avenue. A 911 caller reported hearing a loud boom coming from an apartment above, so they went outside, climbed the stairs to the second floor, and saw a man standing in the doorway of an apartment unit holding a handgun. That was absolutely stupid on their part. They just don't know how close they were to be taken offline themselves. The caller said the man ordered them to the ground at gunpoint and threatened to shoot them if they moved. Once the man went back into the other apartment, the neighbors ran back downstairs and called 911. MCSO says that when deputies arrived, they heard someone yelling for help from one of the apartments and ran inside. There, they found two women who had been shot. Merlino was pronounced deceased at the scene, while McGrath was seriously wounded. She told deputies she had been shot by her husband, providing his name, address, and what kind of vehicle he drives. She was rushed to a hospital by paramedics, where she later was deceased. Yep, she didn't make it. MCSO detectives later arrived to arrest Robert McGrath at his home in El Mirage. He was booked on 2 counts of first-degree termination, 2 counts of aggravated assault, 2 counts of kidnapping, and 1 count each of armed robbery and burglary. Quote unquote, our thoughts continue to be with the victim's family members. I would like to commend the brave actions of the community members for their observations and courage in swiftly reporting this tragic incident, Sheriff Russ Skinner said in an emailed statement. I would also like to recognize our communications staff, deputies, and detectives for their immediate response, investigative follow-through, and apprehension of this dangerous suspect. As a law enforcement agency, our number one priority is keeping our community members safe and quickly responding to their public safety needs. Yeah, right. I don't think so. Nope. Not to, you know, bash on the cops, but your response times, yeah, I don't think so. People, it's up to you to keep yourself safe. According to court paperwork, investigators learned that Marcia had filed for divorce from Robert on June 17th. In addition, Marcia had reportedly reported to El Mirage police weeks prior that Robert had threatened to offline her. It's unclear if police followed up on the threat report. McGrath is being held in the Maricopa County Jail on a $2 million cash-only bond. Well, what do we have here, gentlemen? That's right. More blood is at the feet of the divorce court industry. Now, why she filed for divorce at 53? Hopefully, he'll provide an answer. But, gentlemen, we know with the monster in law being taken out, 9 times out of 10, she was bending her daughter's ear, saying, yep, go ahead and leave him. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their apartment. However, since he was arrested at his home in El Mirage, sounds like he actually broke into the apartment. So I got to give that a 15. Method of execution. Obviously, the problem-solving pistol. Psychological impact. He took out the monster in-law along with his intended target. And he actually held some witnesses at gunpoint. So I got to give this a 50. And for the brutality factor, like I said, gentlemen, 2-for-1 deal, his intended target and the monster-in-law. So I got to give the brutality factor a 30. So Robert Bloodbath McGrath gets a score of 100. Gentlemen, here we go. Another case of an older woman deciding, you know what? I'm gonna file for divorce, blah, blah, blah. And of course, standard operating procedure, she had to go to the police first and say that he made some sort of threat towards her. We all know that that is part of the standard divorce playbook when it comes to women. Make sure you set up some phony paper trail. That way you can get more sympathy from the court system. Now, what could have possibly been her motivation for divorce? Maybe we'll find out. Maybe this man will say. However, I don't think he will. But as we all know, this man would have been subject to a gray divorce. He would not have been able to recover. He would have been absolutely decimated by the divorce court system. Yeah, he would have been rendered poor, homeless, and guess what? If she would have gotten alimony, jail would have been in his future anyway. We all know this. The quickest way to turn a law-abiding man into a criminal is for him to go through a divorce, which unfortunately is why so many men do everything they can to stay in a horrible marriage. Yeah, it sucks. But people love to say, well, you know, you should go ahead and just get divorced. It's like, it's not an easy thing to do. People say that all the time, but it's just not easy. Are you going to pay for that man's divorce? No. Then you know what? Maybe you might not want to give that man that advice. Just saying. However, yeah, there are some extenuating circumstances to where even I would say walk away immediately. Doesn't matter the price, walk away. But, gentlemen, as we all know, I'm going to reiterate, she filed for divorce, i.e., she declared war on him, more than likely at the monster-in-law's behest. You don't take out the monster-in-law unless you know she has something to do with it. So more than likely, the monster-in-law had a hand in it. But, hey, he got them both. He made sure. What more can I say, gentlemen? What more can be said in this situation? Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you wives out there who think that just because you decide to file for divorce, that you're going to get some magical security team that's going to protect you 24/7, you need to understand this and understand this crystally damn clear. The power you think you're going to be able to exert over your husband during a divorce? No. That is fake. It is false. And it will go out. Feminism and the idea that you can continue to have no-fault divorce because you're not happy, that's going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, more and more young men are saying, fuck marriage altogether. And more and more older men who've already been married, they see no way out. But guess what? There's that option, the option of the mask. And believe you me, ladies, more and more older men are going to take said option because this guy is 60 years old. What can they really do to him? Nothing. Jail will be his retirement plan. And guess what? It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.